חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. אתני, איני מנימה. אתני, אתני, איני מנימה. אוי רק לי, אוי רק לי,
everyone. I want to tell you about all that you have taught me so far. We're blessed. We're blessed that we're brought to this place we call our environment. We're blessed because we have been given all we need. It is said we need a group, the books, and the Rav. We're blessed. We labor in the group. It prepares us for the magic of connection of the whole world, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. It's just a small attraction, a small desire for this unity, and the light that reforms will shine on us. We're blessed that we have the books of our sages, a treasure that teaches us the source of the upper light, the light of correction, through which we come to learn the purpose of the creation. We're blessed, we hear at every lesson with our dearest Rav repeat to us the solution from connection, 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 and to remind us every time, why didn't we ask? Just 2 nights ago, he answered a friend, and I quote, demand, ask, convince the Creator. We're blessed. In a Rabash article, Love of Friends, which is the path to the goal, it is written, we must believe with certainty we can promise ourselves we too can reach the goal. Friends, now I'll add just a prayer. We praise you, Creator. There is no one else besides you, the good that does only good. Please help us connect as one man and one heart, and keep increasing in our heart our yearning with for Dvekut, with you, so we may disseminate your love to all your creation, to all your creatures. With gratitude, thank you, everyone. L'chaim.
Nikra keta makor shel Baal HaSulam.
We'll read a source excerpt from Baal HaSulam. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. And when you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place as brothers with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. And when you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life.
Active workshop question. How do we assemble all the sparks of holiness in the group in one place? Again, how do we assemble all the sparks of holiness in the group in one place.
כיצד נאסוף את ניצוצי הקדושה למקום אחד? מרכז הקבוצה, בקשר בינינו, צריך לעשות מקום.
The center of the group, in the connection between us, we need to make room for a relation of the Creator, where all the friends help each other adhere to this point.
אפשר בצורה יותר פיזית.
You can do it in a more physical way, like the Unity Evening we have this Sunday.
אז כולנו מתאספים באותה פעילות.
Where all of us assemble in the same activity.
להיות כאיש אחד בלב אחד בתוך הפעילות הזאת.
Try to be as one man and one heart inside this activity.
בצורה יותר פנימית שאנחנו...
And you can do it more internally when we work to be constantly in the same desire, the same aspiration for connection. We aspire to acquire the quality of the Creator between us.
The Creator gathered us. Everyone who's here and is now awake, because the Creator awakened and decided that now is the time. Maybe this question to gather into one place is to one goal, to one direction, that will not get confused here. Each one will feel together with the friends and work in one heart, wanting to attain the Creator, the quality of bestowal.
We admit together the Creator allowed us to assemble, to gather and engage in the holiest purpose there is.
Do all the efforts according to schedule or out of schedule, like yesterday. Use every opportunity to think of one or the other, to help one another.
The Creator gave us an opportunity, sat us together around the table, and we need to ask Him and ask the light throughout the lesson, through the texts, through the connection in the lesson, that He is the one who will connect these sparks and unify us and be this glue between us.
And if we ask to get all of these sparks to be gathered in one place, maybe we will really be able to reach one desire, one intention, which is eventually what collecting all these sparks is. It's not something corporeal. It's something, it's more in the intention to be able to reach one mutual intention together.
I said that when we read the article, it said that He chose us of all the nations, and I thought it's not like the Creator walked around with the Torah and offered it to all the nations, but rather He chose us, Bnei Baruch, took us out of all the nations, and He made us into a nation. Now we need to ignite these sparks from within, so the flame will rise higher.
In the article we'll soon read, Rabash article, there's an expression that really have caught me. The fight of life. That's our fight. To cling to the sparks that the Creator surrounded us with, the friends who want to yearn to come closer to Him, to put ourselves, to place ourselves among them, to pray for them.
Yeah, even in this fight of life, the one who is waging the war is the Creator. Our job is to ask Him to help us gather.
Right.
The sparks of holiness of the friends will, we will find them
Yeah, beloved, great friends. You know, it's not by chance that we've been several days in a row, we've been studying about the spies. With every question that we hear, what we hear from the friends in the 10, everyone seems to be struggling with this concept, with the spies themselves, with the enemy that constantly besieges us. It's like there's always that voice that whispers in your ear and tries to lure you in and conspire with you against unity, against the Creator, against the force of faith. And we're powerless against it. It's so convincing. It's so powerful and so strong. And whenever it happens, we know that we need the friends by our side. We yearn to immerse ourselves in the connection between us. We want to be enveloped by the friends. We want to dissolve in the friends, seek that center of the 10, and feel ourselves protected like in a cocoon. And in the recent afternoon lesson, our dear Rav told us that the best remedy is to be in joy. He said, whatever happens, whatever you find out, whatever voice you hear, just be happy that the Creator is doing this to you, that the Creator is realizing this purpose of everything through you at this very moment. Just rejoice and be joyful over the fact that the Creator is realizing all of it right there and then through you. And also he told us to be joyful about the fact that we're gathering the Sunday for our Unity Day, and how important it is for us to just completely immerse ourselves in the love of the friends and raise l'chaims and be happy together, be happy that the Creator is putting us through all of this, because at the end of it all, he just wants us to be together and happy and united, adhere to him forevermore. L'chaim, great friends, back to you, Petach Tikva.
נקרא קטע מקור של רבש. ובזה נבין עניין השמחה.
Read from Rabash. By that you will understand the meaning of joy. It is customary that one who begins with the work of the Creator is sent foreign thoughts in the middle of the Torah and prayer. This torments the person. But the torments are only to the extent that one wishes to be rid of them and expel them. And how does one expel these thoughts? Only through joy. That is, one should be confident that he will eventually reach the desired goal, which is to bestow contentment upon his Maker and serve the King. Again. By that we will understand the meaning of joy. It is customary that one who begins with the work of the Creator is sent foreign thoughts in the middle of the Torah and prayer. This torments the person, but the torments are only to the extent that one wishes to be rid of them and expel them. And how does one expel these thoughts? Only through joy. That is, one should be confident that he will eventually reach the desired goal, which is to bestow contentment upon his Maker and serve the King.
Active Workshop 2. Build together a prayer for the connection of the world Kli in the lesson. Again, Active Workshop 2. Build together a prayer for the connection of the world Kli in the lesson.
כמו שאנחנו רואים כל יום.
Just as we see every day in the preparation, groups around the world connect regionally, prepare for the lesson, and they think about the entire world
clearly.
They bring everyone, all the friends from all over the world into the lesson with the right spirit, the thoughts of connection with the right efficiency. So let's try to protect this spirit throughout the lesson and truly aim our desires and our thoughts for connection during the lesson.
And that this spirit, we will protect it with a demand and a prayer which is ongoing, being constantly aware and awakened towards what we experience in the lesson and reaching an internal demand.
Let's feel together the power of the assembly of the selected ones of the Creator.
There will be one clear, one big group around the planet.
You assembled us. Now help us aim the heart so something good will come out of this assembly.
Yep, and thank you for everything you're giving us, for the teachers, the books, the friends, the ten, that will truly succeed in being worthy of all this good that you're giving us.
Yeah, and we take Rabash by the hand, follow him, open our ears, our hearts, and connect.
To connect to the yearnings of the friends, to resemble you, to be bestowing like you and loving.
We need your help to triumph the war of the inclination over the spies.
תפילת החברים. אנו משבחים אותך.
Prayer of the friends. We praise you, Creator. There is no one else besides you. Please grant us the ability to see our lowliness and the force of our unity. Keep us connected as one man with one heart, so we may act above reason. Give us faith in the sages so that we succeed in rising above our own calculations and always choose connection. Please set our hearts on love of friends during this lesson.